I don't know about you, but I don't remember most of my dreams. I suppose that if I really tried, I could. But there was one dream as I was in the process of discerning whether or not to become a Dominican that kept reoccurring. It wasn't a particularly pleasant dream because I spent the entire night in a running gun battle. Yeah, I was exhausted. The venue changed. Sometimes it was World War II, sometimes it was Vietnam, sometimes it was the Civil War. But I woke up and I was just exhausted. So after some prayer and some contemplation and some counseling and some more prayer and some more counseling and some more contemplation, it dawned on me what was going on. Because I'm a firm believer that God comes to us in our dreams, and God was going a lot. And so I finally said, okay, I get it. I understand. I need to let go, stop being in control, and follow what you want me to do. And that was when I really began in earnest to pursue the vocation that I had put off for a while, because I knew God had wanted me to do other things. And when I started doing that and let go of that, the dream went away. And so over the years, I don't know about you, but sometimes I have to learn things more than once. So if I start feeling like I can control this boat, I know how to drive this car, the dream comes back. It usually only takes one night for me to wake up and go, okay, I got it, I surrender. What a powerful moment for the people in the upper room it must have been. They were there because they were afraid of the Jews. And you know, we've been listening to the post-resurrection appearances, and we know that Jesus was in and out and appeared at different places. And at one point in time, you know, Peter said, I'm going fishing, and they read, you know, all of those things were going on. But that moment when the Holy Spirit, sent by the Father and the Son to land on those people in their hearts and their minds and their souls and their bodies, what a powerful moment that must have been. Because the change in Peter was incredible. Here was Peter, who couldn't really figure out what he wanted to do or who he wanted to be, and he's taking on the Sanhedrin and the scribes and the Pharisees, and he's saying, you people killed the Lord, and it's not by me that I'm healing these people. It's by God who is doing it. And if you follow God's law, your life will be different. It's the same Peter that we see in the gospel, that we see in the Acts of the Apostles. How did that happen? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. You've heard me say up here, and I am an absolute believer of it, the Holy Spirit helps me to preach. Just now, as I was coming up here, I still didn't know what I was going to say, and then I see, oh, there's two choices for a gospel. Thanks a lot. The other gospel, also from John, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, he will give you another advocate to be with you always. This is the lead-in. Pentecost is a lead-in to a couple of other feasts, among them the Feast of the Holy Trinity. We so often take the triune God apart, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but they're a unit. They're all the same. When the Son died on the cross, crucified, Father and Spirit were there with him. When he arose, Father and Spirit were with him. And when the Spirit came down upon the disciples with flames of fire and wind, storm, the Son was there with the Father, inviting us to open up our hearts and our minds and our souls to the power that is available to us if we do just that. The Holy Spirit whispers to me a lot, and I don't always pay attention. And when I don't, I either have a dream or I get into trouble. So I pay attention to the Spirit. I don't move around very much because I'm afraid she's going to miss me one day and I won't have anything to say. But the Spirit is so much in us. I was listening this morning to Father Reginald preach, and Father Reginald referred to the Spirit as he. Well, don't tell the bishop, but in my brain, the Spirit of wisdom in the Old Testament was a feminine spirit. Is the Holy Spirit a feminine spirit? Between you, me, and the fence post, God is way beyond anything that you can refer to him, he, she, or it. And that's one of the powers. Because that Spirit comes into each of us and molds itself to who we are and what we need to fulfill the mission that we have each been given by God to carry out. Peace be with you. I send you. Each of the people in the upper room were sent. Each of us have been sent. And the challenge is every day to discover what that sending is about, what we're to do with it, and how we're to live it out. Today is indeed the birthday of the Spirit, the church. It must have been an incredible day. All these people hearing, seeing, and feeling inside that Holy Spirit, inflaming their hearts, opening their minds. We can experience that here today in this community if we just stop and open our hearts and our minds and prepare to receive Jesus Christ. The same Jesus Christ that said to his disciples, "Peace be with you," is here today. And he says it to us, "Peace be with you. Do not be afraid. I will be with you always." And so he is. So the Easter season is over. We didn't do a sprinkling rite because my new knee didn't want to do it. The Easter candle will move over to the corner. We will calm things down a little bit and move into ordinary time. Ordinary holiness, imagine that. What does that look like? It looks like being on fire with the Spirit. That's what it looks like.